Today, today we're having something on a very, very important topic, which is negate keseder, keseder, keseder. Negate every time you daven, every time you learn, which is should be by yeshiva life 98% of our life. And the topic we're talking about is davening and learning. If somebody in a place where somebody has to go to the bathroom, or in a matzav where it doesn't smell so good. That's it's really two separate parts to the share. So first, I'm going to start talking about davening or learning when a person has to go to the bathroom. Now, there's a lot of amaratzis on this topic, on both ends of the spectrum. Some people just don't know about this halacha; they're not familiar with it. And the Gemara Brach says very clearly that somebody davens and he has to go to the bathroom. The lashon of the Gemara is, "It's tefilasei te'eva." If somebody davens and he has to go to the bathroom, his tefillah is a teva. He's not yitzah davening. The Gemara says over here, "Nitzach in the kavav." If somebody has to go to the bathroom, "Hai reza lo yisfala." Don't daven. "Bishum shenemar hakan likris lekech Yisrael." If somebody has to daven, if he has somebody has to go to the bathroom, he's not allowed to daven because it says hakan likris lekech Yisrael. The next Gemara says, "Shomer aglecha kashatela fabitz alekim." The Gemara says that before you daven, you have to make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom. So it's very, very important to know that you're not allowed to daven if you have to go to the bathroom. Now, on the other hand, there are some people who take this halacha and they're machmer out of sleep. They're always very nervous about it. They're always nervous that they have to go to the bathroom. You always see, like, well, daven, most people, like, running out, you know. Running out to help them, somebody wrote a letter, somebody wrote a letter to the disciples, also similar to the Azmidru, that they have a problem. They get up in the morning, and it takes them a couple of hours until they're ready to daven, because they have to make sure that they don't have to go to the bathroom anymore, right? So they sit there going to the bathroom all the time. And so he thought of a gereitza. What's a gereitza? So everyone knows if you take a coffee, it helps you clean the system, right? So he figured, I'll take a coffee in the morning. No, it doesn't work. You take a cigarette. he'll take a coffee in the morning, and like this, he'll take a coffee, he'll clear himself out, and like this, he won't have to wait hours and hours. He said, he wrote it, the shor wrote in the letter that he has kama tsaris from this halacha, he has tsaris from it. So he figured, has an ankle, he'll take a coffee, and that'll be a good eitzah. Then he realized, he writes, the shor writes, that's not a good eitzah, because the halacha is that he has to go to the bathroom and now make a bracha. So now he's really stuck. So to know if he wants to know, he wants his shadow was, if any eitzes what to do for that type of person. So let's go through. We'll go through the sugya and we'll come out klar when it's also when it's mutter and more derech of a mutter. Not too machmer, but afyalah. So it's like this: if somebody has to go to the bathroom, so the Gemara is now allowed to daven. Now what's called? How long is it considered if somebody has to go to the bathroom? Let's say he has a little bit of urge, right? I'll have to go to the bathroom in 3 hours. Is that considered he has to go to the bathroom? So it's like this. So the Smavron is Mechoyt Rishayim. If the person has to go to the bathroom within the next 72 minutes, so then the halacha is, it's according to, it's also to daven. So, you can't daven. If within the next 72 minutes, somebody has to go to the bathroom, he's not allowed to daven. What's considered, how do we measure 72 minutes? It's not considered, the way we count 72 minutes, you know, it's 72 minutes of somebody walking. Usually when you walk, it helps the system move along, right? So if you're walking for 72 minutes, if you have to go to the bathroom within the next 72 minutes, then the halacha is you're not allowed to daven. That's the perish halacha. And if you dive in, it's just a table. Now, if somebody's been that massive, that he might have to go to the bathroom within the next 72 minutes, and through the whole time, where through the whole manfila, he's oinus, you don't daven, and when it comes, the halacha is when it comes to mincha, you have to daven through minchas. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say somebody could hold him for 72 minutes, more than 72 minutes, but he still feels he has to go to the bathroom. Right? You haven't seen it sometimes? You know that he has a little bit of urge. You know it's going to come out within 2 hours. But it's not going to come out within the next 72 minutes. So it's Mechalik Shoshana. It's in the riff. And the stack of Mechaber is that if you feel you have to go to the bathroom, you shouldn't daven. So you shouldn't daven unless you're going to miss Siman Tefillah. Unless you're going to miss Siman Tefillah. Like this. Let's say you're at a minyan and it's the last minyan in town. Right? It's the last minyan in town. And you feel like you have to go to the bathroom. You're going to have to go to the bathroom, let's say, in an hour and a half. You feel some type of urge. So even if you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, mishmur paskins, you shouldn't daven. It's better to wait till your guf is naki. It's better to wait till your guf is naki. And you shouldn't daven tefillah b'tzibur. But if you're not going to finish until after, if you're not going to be able to get clean to daven, until after Zman Tefillah, then when we make all, like the other sheets of Rishayim, and when we make all, that you could daven. Yeah, so it's part of the... No, it's Krishma, you would say. If you miss Zman Krishma, about a Krishma, you say Zman Krishma, and Tefillah, you daven during Zman Tefillah. So it's like this. Now the way the world is today is very different than it used to be, like in a lot of different ways. Right? In the olden days, right, when did Pari go to the bathroom? Only in the morning, right? So in the olden days, we went to the bathroom, they didn't have bathrooms in every single, 2 feet away, right? The bathrooms were out of the city, right? So we used to go to the bathroom basically in the morning and the night. That was really the season in the olden days. They didn't have a bathroom every 2 feet. They used to go to the bathroom in the morning and night. That was the... Also in the olden days, really they used to eat the same, the eating habits were more regular. I don't know if they had different foods every single day and people ate different amounts. People were much more scheduled and everything was much more mesudar. That's why in the times of the Gemara, they went to the bathroom in the morning and the night. Now if somebody goes to the bathroom more often, it basically trains his body to feel like he has to go, even though he might not mamash have to go. So if I just say a couple calls like this. The stipler in the letter, also in the letter to that person who wrote, right, who I mentioned before, had all those problems, the stipler said like a good klagel like this. The Eishel Avraham says that if a person can be mitsiach das, stop thinking about that he has to go to the bathroom, and the urge will go away, that's not considered that he has to go to the bathroom. This happens a lot of times, right? You feel like maybe you have to go to the bathroom, but if you get involved in something, right, something geshmak, right, geshmak is sugya, or you get involved in davening, or something, or something that interests you, whatever it is, you get all involved in it. If you get to that matter that if it's anything, the person can see a chadash from it, and will go away the urge, that's not considered he has to go to the bathroom and be mutter daven. If you go with this cloud, this will take care of most of the issues. But most times, a person can see a chadash from it, and he won't have the urge, and therefore it will be considered to daven. Also, another call they say, this din, they're not allowed to daven, you have to go to the bathroom. Is it just a deraisa, or is this a derabana? Only nafkamina. Nafkamina is if you have a suffix. So, in some ver in the beralacha, it's only a derabana. So, therefore, if a person has any suffix, that maybe he's not sure if he has to go to the bathroom in the next hour or not. He's not sure, or something like that, right? A lot of times you don't know, right? You have a little bit of urge, you don't know what the situation is. So if you have any suffix, the person would say, any suffix, you could go lakula, and it'll be mutter to that. Sometimes it's a matter that a person is constipated, right? Sometimes people are constipated, right? And when you're constipated, so a little bit will come out, and then it could be like 45 minutes, an hour later, like if you go to the bathroom again, it's shayach, that a little bit more will come out. So yes, Shem Zaman, if a person is in that situation, it's a mutter to daven. So Shem Zaman said that once a person goes to the bathroom and he checked before davening, you could assume and everything came out which came out, even though maybe we'll get a little urge a little bit later on, he says that's beside it. You don't have to worry about it. Now this also applies to learning. Learning also applies that somebody is not allowed to start first Seder. He's not allowed to start first Seder if he feels he has to go to the bathroom. Same thing, the same cloud. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be making like the Rishonim that if a person feels that he can hold it for 72 minutes, then it'd be mutter. Masha'in Kain, if a person feels that he can't hold it in for 72 minutes, then the luck is that you can't start first Seder, you can't start learning. If you feel you have to go to the bathroom, I'll sustain that has to be hakam like a shem like ever. What's very negative is suspension, right? Same we said before, the hakam applies to brachas, right? The person had a nice good geshmaka meal, and let's see, makes a shaya, right? So no bathrooms on the bottom floor, right? I think, right? No bathrooms on the bottom floor, right? So somebody ate lunch or supper, whatever it is, and feels he has to go to the bathroom. So the halacha is, you can't make a bracha until you, if you feel you have to go to the bathroom, until you go to the bathroom. So you have to go upstairs, go to the bathroom.
I think.
What? Oh, is that from okay, good enough. You should go upstairs and then go upstairs and then any bracha. It's any bracha. Any almecha, any bracha fashas, even bracha rishena. So even bracha rishena applies to any so brachas. Now, by davening, if somebody davening had to go to the bathroom, so the halacha is, if he had to go for gedolim, it's tefillah to tehillim, and he's not yet to davening. He has to re-daven. And as a person davening in a masiv where he had to go to the bathroom right after, so then he's not yet to davening, he has to re-daven. That's if it's gedolim. If it's ketanim, then it's the machlokes rishena, whether ketanim is ma'akev or not. And Mr. Brewer is not mafriya, but Rabbi Asher is like a paskins that if somebody had to go do ketanim and he daven anyhow, so you should daven al tanai, you should daven al tanai over b'toras and dub. Now let's say somebody's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and all of a sudden he gets urged and he has to go to the bathroom. So Shemoneh Esrei won't be mafsik Shemoneh Esrei, or once you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you should be mamshik. So it's like this. The cloud is like this. If you started Beheter, before Shemoneh Esrei started, you didn't have to go to the bathroom. You started Beheter. So if it's Shaykh, you'd hold it in. So the Pesach of Mishnah Berurah is that you continue down Shemoneh Esrei. Even if it's Shaykh, if you can't hold it in, you gotta go. So you just go to the bathroom. But if it's Shaykh, for the person to hold it in, then Mishnah Berurah says the person has the right to be Mamshech and he can finish up Shemoneh Esrei. Now, this halacha I mentioned about davening when you have to go to the bathroom. So each part of davening is a separate category. Words, let's say I started Pesukah Dezimra. I started Beheter. Then I feel I have to go to the bathroom. So if I started Beheter, I'm allowed to finish. But Mishpura says, once I get to Baruch Hu, that's like a new stage, so I wouldn't be able to start Baruch Hu. Who would understand the middle of Kriyishma? I can finish Kriyishma, but I can't start Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Pesach of Mishpura. The arsam achrein war chilek, the grass is chilek. He says that all davening is one thing. And once you start davening, and you start davening behetar, then you could be, once you start davening behetar, that's called your hiskel behetar, and you could be mamshech till then. So in Kelm, it's very, very interesting. In Kelm, they made a takana, they're having this panel that people, you know, always having nerve about this issue, that, you know, about the, everyone's going on all davening, you know, to, you have to bar shama, you know, before you stab up to make sure that they don't have to go to the bathroom. So they made a takani yeshiva in Kelm. They now go to the bathroom during davening. That was takana. There's some kind of grass that once you hit the bathroom, it's okay. So they made a takana. You now go to the bathroom. You now go to the bathroom. You now go to the bathroom during davening. Yeah. So it's clear. I'm saying the basic halacha is clear. I'm saying. Going to what?
Rosh Hashanah. Something where you got a long davening.
Did they make the Takan and Kalman mean, or?
No, I'm saying some of it. For example, the Rosh Hashanah, where you're davening.
Right.
You can have a fire or a seven.
Right, so therefore what? What's Shemoneh Esrei, you mean?
No.
Oh, pointed in Kalman? No, it's mainly a few of them. It's not considered. For Baruch Shammah, I said the Shemoneh, I don't think so. And Kalman, I mean, the teachers of grass, no. Wouldn't do it. Because I'm going to make it hard, not more. The law is, you now have to start davening if within the next 72 minutes, davening or learning, so you have to go to the bathroom, also start davening, also start learning. If you can hold in 72 minutes by learning, we're mekel. By davening, we're machmer. Unless you're going to pass matzila. Second tail, because share it. What? Hello? Yeah. It's starting now. 2 minutes. Okay. I can hear you. Keep going. Aaron? Can I give you 5 minutes and another share, okay? Can I call you 5 minutes? I'll take 5 minutes, okay? Fine. To answer and just set up. Fine. So the second thing I have to share is davening that has to be in a matzav where it smells good. There's a din of having nachem hakadosh. I'll tell you a story that's good for Chodesh Adar. Story with the Noam HaMelech with the Rebbe of Zisha. Anyone have any chassidish in the theater over there? Okay. Kids there. They got thrown into jail. They got thrown into jail for something with mamash didn't do. They got thrown into jail. Now, everyone knows, ever been in jail, that's such a pleasant place. They give you a bucket to go to the bathroom. They give you a bucket to go to the bathroom. So, after like a couple hours, so, you know, the first time they went to the bathroom, and now they were all stuck. They can't learn, they can't daven. So Noam Elimelech was getting all sad. We're in jail over here, we can't daven, we can't learn, we can't do anything. He's starting all sad. So the Rebbe Zichy asked him, why are you sad? He said, because we're thrown in jail, we can't learn anything, we can't do anything. So the Rebbe Zichy started smiling. He starts smiling and said, Hashem put us in jail, and this matzav, our Vedas Hashem, this matzav is, even though we can't learn, we can't daven, our Vedas Hashem is, that we should be the simcha. And this soy over here, this is causing our Vedas Hashem. So he started dancing. So the Naim and Mel joined them. They both started dancing around around the bucket. Vedas Hashem, Vedas Hashem. So all the people in jail, they're like, this guy, these two rabbis, dancing around the bucket. So, if you can't beat them, might as well join them. So everyone started joining them. Everyone's dancing around the bucket over there. So the prison warden, hears like a whole commotion going on. So he looks down and sees like everyone's dancing and singing. So everyone knows the job of a prison warden is to make sure that everyone's miserable. So he gives a big job. He said, till now I was nice to you, I let you go to the bathroom in the jail. From now on, I'm going to take away the bucket. You want to go to the bathroom, you're going to have to knock on my door and I'll have to let you out. So he took away the bucket and then they were able to learn. Akvam, there's a din of Baya Machanaka Kaddish. The din is that when you're learning, it has to be in a massive, that it has to be Machanaka Kaddish, that there can't be a bad smell, there can't be any tzai over there. Within Dal Amis, of where the person is, there can't be anything with smells, or it can be a bad smell. Now there are two types of smells. So one type of smell is Reich HaShiyesh Layikr, and Reich HaShiyesh Layikr. Reich HaShiyesh Layikr means the muscle, somebody passes gas, right? Somebody passes gas, so that smells. So the other luck is, you have to go, you have to be Dal Amis away from the, you have to be away from the Reich. So this way again, muscle. So there's a chilek like this. If somebody is in the middle of learning, so then the halacha is if somebody and his neighbor passes gas, right? So smells. So by learning, there's no halacha that you now learn if somebody passes gas, because Gemara says otherwise, kaseder people you're not going to learn. If every single time to worry about the guy next to you passes gas, so you're not going to learn. Therefore, there's no takana that you now learn if you never pass the gas. Mashenkein davening, the halacha is, even if your neighbor passes gas, so since it smells, davening will be also for a person to daven in that type of situation. Saint Tom, that's a rare for a Shane Laker. Now, it's even again, if somebody has stomachache and we can say they're passing gas, so it's put down someone to pay, that a person, if you can say they're passing gas, so you shouldn't, it's also if a person's not. And then even if you're going to miss this man's tefillah, the person can say this and feel like you're not going to have any time to daven, then passing gas, so the luck is you don't daven. Kriya Shema, you would say, but tefillah, which is Emel Fnei HaMelech, it's like a night to do that, so tefillah, the luck is that a person wouldn't say. Now, if there's real tzaya, so the halacha is you have to go Dal Amis from where, it depends if there's real tzaya in the gala, say a child diaper or something, or there's tzaya around, so you have to go Dal Amis in Makim Shekal Arech. That's halacha. You have to go Dal Amis in Makim Shekal Arech. Right. That's on the side of you. If it's in front of you, so halacha is you're not allowed to daven or learn if it's Kamala Enof, if you can see it. Because if you can see in front of you, so then if it's soya in front of you, there's rain again nowadays, it's a garbage strike, right? So all over the place is dirty diapers and things like that. So thus it's rain again, you want to think of learning in the street or something. So if there are dirty diapers on the floor and you can see it or something like that, the luck is that it's going to be also to do it. If you can see it, if it's Kamala Enof, it'll be also to do it. If what? If you're in a place where you can smell it, then the halacha is that, yeah. If you're in a place where you can smell it, then the halacha is that, that's the answer, yeah.
So what's the difference when you're dabbing and But
yes, that's the way.
There's a massive thing there. And the lemon's down
there
at all times. It smells.
Does
that mean you have to stop the
smell? Yes, you have to stop Shemini Esrei, you have to wait till... you have to wait Shemini Esrei till the smell goes away.